Amazon has built the reputation on connecting customers to products. But yesterday, the Everything Store launched a new program that will connect customers to services. Need help setting up your home Wi-Fi network or installing a car battery? Amazon Home Services will get an expert to connect to you to do that job for you. Or perhaps you have a lot of weeds growing in your yard. Amazon will hook you up with a vegetarian management expert.
We bring the goats and unload them, you know, however many I'm bringing. And the second they hit the ground, they're eating. It's incredible to watch. It's kind of like watching marbles scatter when you drop them on pavement. And the goats just start munching everything in sight. And it sounds like locusts. That's what it sounds like.
Yep, goat vegetation management. Tammy Dunnikin owns a goat grazing service. She told KUOW's Jeannie Yannell putting her service on Amazon was kind of a no-brainer.
You know, the hardest part of any business is usually getting customers. And I felt like it was a really great way to, you know, kind of educate people that this is out there because it's going to get a huge amount of viewing. And it benefits me and it benefits the industry of goat rental.
Well, my understanding, Tammy, is that Amazon Home Services actually approached you about this. You didn't approach them. They came to you and said, we want to sell the rent-a-ruminant service.
Right.
Why do you think they did that?
They're based in Seattle. They've probably seen the goats, my goats, around working because I do a lot of work in the city proper and for the city. It's kind of become this icon of Seattle. You know, you have the troll under the Fremont Bridge and you've got goats, rent-a-ruminant goats, eating the vegetation down by the Pike Street Market every year.
What was your first day on Amazon Home Services like?
Basically blew up my email. I had a huge response come in. I was all day yesterday, I was answering the requests for services. And we'll see how many jobs actually come out of that. But I was really amazed. And they actually called me and said, wow, you're kind of a celebrity in our Amazon office right now because you're getting so many hits. So that was kind of cool.
I'm talking with Tammy Dunnikin. She's the founder and chief goat wrangler of Rent-A-Ruminant. That's a service where Tammy brings goats out to properties to clean them up, to eat back overgrown vegetation. Even though you're building a licensure program for rent-a-ruminants throughout the country, at this point, you're highly dependent on local business. You can't put your goats on a plane and fly across the country.
That would be awkward.
It would be awkward.
Yes.
So what do you think about the fact that Amazon is providing home services as well as so many other services? I can buy my groceries through Amazon mm-hmm. if I want to.
You know, I know that's a big kind of bone of contention with some people, but my feelings are about it is they're utilizing local service providers. Me and other people that do landscaping are going to benefit from this, which is going to benefit the local economy. As far as the rest of Amazon goes and stuff, yeah, I'm a Prime member. I love Amazon Prime. Does it have probably some negative effects? I would imagine with some really small businesses it does. And that's, you know, there's a little bit of a conundrum there for me. But I don't know if the effect is going to be as big as people fear it will be. I kind of see it as the Y2K scare. I don't think they're hurting people, per se.
I have to point out, though, we're just at the very beginning of Amazon offering home services and stepping into the home services market. I think that if we talked with local booksellers when Amazon first came online, they might have said something similar to what you're saying. Do you have any concerns that Amazon might come to dominate the home services market in a way that eventually could hurt local businesses?
Well, I don't think it's going to be the same with home services, quite honestly. It's not a physical, tangible product that is sold. They're always going to rely on somebody else to provide that service. I don't see Amazon going out and buying herds of goats and traveling across the country, you know, providing goats through their own Amazon goat service, okay? So I think it's a little different. I think we're talking apples and oranges, not apples and apples.
At this point, because Amazon Home Services is still in beta, it's free for you to use, but at some point you'll be charged to use it.
Right.
Is that going to impact your decision to
Absolutely.
Stay with it?
I mean, yeah, I don't know how much they're going to charge. You know, if they ask for half of what I make, that could be a problem. You know, I'm not prepared to do that. I'm honored to be a part of the launch. That's really cool for me. And I hope to be a part of it. I really do.
That's Tammy Dunnikin, the owner of Rent-A-Ruminant. It's a goat grazing service. Tammy's an early adopter of Amazon Home Services. The internet company is connecting people who need services with people who provide services.